CAMSAC. A total of 15 vendors participated in the Christmas trade show held at the CAMSAC Senior Center on November 5, and as a result, a donation of $290 was presented to the center. The donation represents the fees collected from the vendors after expenses, said Shelley Filipchik, an organizer of the event. Several familiar vendors, as well as a rainbow auction, were part of the trade show, including Kathy Hanzuik with Mary Kay Cosmetics, Filipchik with Tupperware, Nancy Weinhandel with I Used to Be Products, Megan Strauss with Rocks and Semi-Precious Stones, and Charlene Harmary with Young Living Essential Oils and Handmade Jewelry. A novel and interesting addition to the show was a working still that Jenna McKee of Bozeman, Man, had at her booth entitled Canadian Flora Essential Oils. "We're connecting with nature, one drop at a time," McKee said. "All of our products are produced from plants that are harvested right here in the Swan River Valley, Manitoba. Since these products are all made from plants that we as Canadians already have some familiarity with, I find that we experience a much deeper sense of calm and connection when we use the scents in our daily lives," McKee said on her internet webpage, CanadianFloraEssentialOils.com. "I just love seeing the excitement and enjoyment in a customer's eyes when they recognize a scent from their childhood or from their memories in the bush," she said. "I feel like, these days, many of us are suffering from a lack of connection to the natural world, and through the use of locally produced essential oils and botanical products, we can find that connection again, without even leaving the house or office. 5% of every sale is donated to the Nature Conservancy of Canada, so you can feel good about every purchase," she said. "You can even just add drops of oil to cotton balls or felt pads and throw them in your gym bag, purse, car, drawers or closets to keep all of your things smelling fresh," she said. "Make your own body rollers, massage oil infused with essential oil. Simply add 5 to 10 drops of your favorite oil to a roller bottle or dropper bottle and add vegetable oil to fill, such as avocado or olive oil. One may create a warm and inviting atmosphere by diffusing essential oils in the home, office," she said. "Did you know your wax melter can be used for pure essential oils as well? Just add water, then a few drops of oil before lighting. Infuse bath salts with essential oils and enjoy a beautiful nature bath. Simply add drops of oil to a container of salts to your desired smell, then add to bath and enjoy." McKee said that she chips the tree material prior to distilling to increase the surface area of material that will be exposed to the steam, and thus increasing the yield of essential oil. "All products are steam distilled in our food-grade stainless steel still," she said. "We are able to distill about 25 kilograms of chipped tree material per batch, which typically produces about 50 to 100 milliliters of essential oil. Flower material such as yarrow, mint and rose have a much lower yield." Lisa Robertson of Minishinas, Man, tended a booth entitled Resin It Up, and Cedar Rocks Jewelry. It featured tumbled and painted rocks, a resin-coated wasp's hive and ornaments created with resin. She also made a collection of ornaments to hang in windows that pay homage to the flag of Ukraine. Annie Moreno's of CAMSAC prepared and served Southeast Asian food, including molo soup, a soup from the Philippines, that was made from scratch, and included pork and vegetables. Another vendor new to the CAMSAC area was a display of Scentsy products shown by Ashley Vance of Kenora, who was accompanied by her husband Joseph. Scentsy produces are basically home fragrances and includes various cleaners and household supplies, Ashley explained.